WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jonathan Katz is a stand-up comic who performs pretty hip venues like Caroline's, Catch a Rising Star, and The David Letterman Show.
I shouldn't complain. It's been a wonderful year for me, ladies and gentlemen. 1985, 3 months ago, I became a father. Thank you very much. And this is, thank you. This is has got to be the most powerful experience that a man can have, to witness the birth of your child. I had read about it, I had seen the pictures, but to be there and to see the stork penetrate the uterus is unpleasant. I had to do it. I was trained. I went through natural childbirth classes. Great place to meet chicks, by the way. You can be reasonably sure these girls put out, so I did that. I joke about childbirth. My wife, God bless her, was in labor for 32 hours. I was faithful to her the entire time. Thank you very much.
The kind of showbiz comic he's half mocking there is exactly the kind of character Katz plays in the new film Things Change. The film was co-written and directed by Katz's longtime friend, David Mamet. 11 years ago, Katz and Mamet wrote a story about con men, which Mamet later adapted into the film House of Games. In the new movie, Things Change, Jonathan Katz plays Jackie Shore, a vain, tacky showbiz comic who plays a club in Tahoe.
The day before I went out to Lake Tahoe to shoot the movie, I called David Mamet, and I said, tell me about Jackie Shore, because I hadn't seen a script or anything. And he said, don't worry, you are Jackie Shore. I get out there, guy picks me up at the airport, says, oh, you're the guy playing the sleazy comedian. So I'd like to think there is some difference between me and Jackie Shore. What I tried to do is to work a little broader than I generally work.
Mm-hmm.
And
dress a little bit differently.
Right.
You want to describe how you're dressed as Jackie Shore?
Well, a lot of gold chains. A lot of them were for my own benefit because they weren't actually seen on camera, but I wore tux on stage. I was kind of a greasy guy. But the main difference between portraying a comedian, in this case Jackie Shore, and being a comedian, was that when I shot the movie, there were 250 people being paid to laugh at my jokes, as opposed to last night, you know, when there were 12 people paying to hear me laugh, to make them laugh.
Was it scary to look in the mirror and see this other guy, this tacky comic?
No, frankly, I kind of liked them.
Uh huh.
You know, I think I'm a latent Catskill comic.
Did you go to the Catskills when you were young?
I did, yes.
Who'd you see there that made a big impression on you?
Well, actually, we used to go to Grossinger's. My father was in the Jewish business, and we used to go to conventions there. And there was a guy there. I don't remember his name, but he used to lead the guests in Simple Simon, and he was like a kind of a hack comic. And he became my idol.
Well, I want to get back to Things Change. Your name in the movie, Jackie Shore,
mm-hmm.
It just strikes me as a terrific showbiz name for a comic. Did you come up with it?
No, David came up with a bunch of names that were perfect comic lounge comedians. And then he had to clear those names, and every one of them was taken by some lounge comic.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you remember any of the names?
Well, there was Jackie Blue, Sammy Shore, who actually is a Catskill comic. Let's see. Those are the only two I remember offhand.
Mm-hmm. You co-wrote the story for House of Games,
right,
with David Mamet. How did you first meet up with him?
Well, David and I went to college together. We went to Goddard College in Vermont. And we became pals, and we used to go around to hustling ping pong and pool at colleges. I'm a former New York State ping pong champion.
You're kidding, really?
Nope, it's a true story.
Wait, this is a skill I bet you learned in the Catskill Hotel.
You're right. Jeez, you know too much.
Ping pong's very popular up there.
Yes, but I had a great scam. I would go to colleges, and I would offer to play anybody, and spot them 15 points, and during each point, I would have to recall some painful experience from my adolescence. And no, I'm making that part up. But no, what would happen was David would go out, would play me for money, and he would be my shill. He would beat me, and then I would try to get revenge on somebody. And when in fact I was the superior player.
This is great. So you actually had a con game that you would take around together.
Yeah,
Any others that you did?
Well, you know, we had all these elaborate cons, but it was mainly the plotting that we got a kick out of. You know, to actually do them, we were a little too scared, I think.
You mean so you came up with great con games that you couldn't do yourself, so you incorporated them into the movie?
Something like that. Yeah. I mean, David, for instance, got taken by some guy in a crap game once in New York. And we spent the next 3 years scheming how we were going to get this guy's $35 back, you know. But, you know, these were real-life scary guys. And in fact, what we really wanted to do is just to establish the fact that we could get his money back if we wanted to. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so are you saying, too, that the story for this was, in a way, your solution to getting back at him?
The story for the House of Games?
Yeah.
I think there was a certain element of revenge in there.
One of the things that I really love about House of Games is this idea. You're really playing on a kind of movie stereotype of the con man who actually is good underneath and is smitten by the love for a woman. But of course, in your stories, it turns out he really is a con. I mean, he really is just a con underneath it all.
Well, both of us have an enormous affection for con artists. I think it's obvious in David's work. But you know, the original story for The House of Games was written 10 years before the screenplay, and it underwent an enormous transition. Originally, it was about three mice, and it was set in space, in the future. Terry.
Yes.
I'm kidding, obviously.
I figured that out.
This is like the crowd last night. Only they weren't as vocal as you.
Well, I should explain, too, that you're sitting in a New York studio and I'm sitting in a Philadelphia studio. So you're...
It's no excuse.
Yeah, you're making these jokes in an empty room.
I have been hurt so many times.
Oh, well, You wrote the story 10 years before the screenplay got written.
We took it around town trying to get a deal, and nobody was interested. And I said to David, hey, why don't you go out and get famous, and I'll meet you back here in about 10 years. And the rest, as they say, is, what do they say it is?
Oh, who can remember?
Yeah.
When did you start doing comedy?
I started doing stand-up about 7 years ago. I before that, had a band called Cats and Jammers. Uh-huh. The rhythm and blues band in New York, and I noticed over a period of time that people, as soon as I started singing, they would start talking, and going to the bathroom and lighting up cigarettes, and then when the music stopped, I would have their attention. So I started catching on little by little, and I started phasing out the music, and doing straight stand up.
Are you going to be doing more movies?
Yes, I promise. I will. This is I'm making this promise in lieu of having an actual movie offer. I was offered a 3-picture deal with Columbia, but it was stills, so I'm holding out for the motion pictures.
Well, just think, if things get tough for you...
Terry, wait, did you hear that joke?
What? Okay. No, do it again.
You know, you can't just gloss over a joke about stills.
Busy me. I was thinking of my next question.
You
had me on
excuse.
That one. I was being a bad audience on that one.
Okay.
But I was with you most of the way.
I hate, you know, this is the worst, my worst trait is to point out a missed punchline to the audience. I very often ask them if they see the humor in what I'm saying. But...
It's a good way to endear yourself to people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If things get real rough for you ever financially, do you think you'll dress yourself up like Jackie Shore and go perform at casinos? Now that you know you can do it.
I think I might. I hate to say it. I really, I would do it in a second for the cash.
And you still have the gold chains you can wear.
Well, I know where to find them. I know there's a pawn shop not too far from Newton. I have access to the change.
Thanks so much for talking with us.
Okay, Terry, thanks.
Jonathan Katz lives in the Boston area, but you can catch him with his gold chains and tux as Jackie Shore in David Mamet's new film, Things Change. This is Fresh Air.